private smog belt. This smog belt is the result of the pollution of our psychic atmosphere. It means that we are constantly pouring in more negation than can be properly neutralized by the operations of universal energy circulation. We are expected to pass off constantly. Psychic energies pass on, and with these in turn a fair number of negative vibratory devices. Now a psychic toxin is not so different in many ways from physical. Both are rates of vibration, but the psychic toxin affects us in our psychic natures, causing attitudes to become increasingly negative and destroying within us the psychic integration that is necessary for normal. If therefore physical toxins can sicken the body and bring with them in time physical diseases, psychic toxins can sicken the mind, sicken the emotions, and will it continue to bring on disease in these regions, causing us to be mentally or emotionally sick? Have an invisible world of qualities. This world of qualities has something to do with the redemption of man. It is the individual redeeming his own magnetic field. It is the individual purified his own inner life. It is this cleansing of the inner life by the setting up, by scientific means, philosophical science or esoteric science, of patterns which neutralize destructive energy that interferes within the human body. Free the individual from the pressures of ignorance, superstition, and fear within himself. These philosophic disciplines have as their purpose the purification, the quiet, the calm, struggle of energies within the vibration nature of the highly confused person. Here in this magic mirror is a world that has no reality at all, but it is anything we want it to be, anything we believe it to be. It was this problem of constant danger of self-delusion. It was a condition in which the mysterious power of mind and emotion to create teachers, patterns, designs. This power, somewhat like the strange fantasy succeeded, by which the psychic pressures of our natures can fill our sleeping experience with dreams and nightmares, strange, vague incidents. This mysterious energy of illusion, having no substance in itself, fashions all things into the likeness of our hopes and our fears and our dreams. If we are fearful enough, this mirror suddenly clouds with demoniacal thoughts, and we can see in this mirror the whole miserable form of hell.